Blog Talk Radio.
Vri Levesvi Ararat, with the lightness of the butterfly, explore the adventure of existence. With the discipline of the ants, weigh the consequences of your actions. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a brand new edition of Bell Hospital World Radio. Delighted to be with you again today. Just want to share something magical that had happened to me a few weeks ago, I guess now, after the attacks on Paris, which I'm sure, like everybody, I was deeply saddened by those events, and I really have a strong affinity with Paris and France. I feel I've had many lifetimes there, and it's one of my favorite places in the world to be. So after the events there, I was, of course, like everybody, feeling tremendous sadness and deep emotions, negative emotions. But I was also very aware from a higher perspective, it was not what it seems. And to go beyond the appearances of what was on the surface. But at the same time, I really wanted to acknowledge what I was feeling. But I didn't want to get caught up in the mass, you know, negativity and fear and all of that stuff that was taking place. So I sat in my healing room, my sacred space. I sat and I played the audio by Almeen, where she's calling in the 672 angel gods from one of the Russian retreats. And I was just really engrossed in that, in listening and feeling the power of these angel gods coming forth brand new. And as I was just embracing the sacredness of that, I asked the question, what could I do to shift this deep sadness and the negative emotions that were playing out for me? What could I do to change myself, and then of course offer it by proxy to uplift and heal Paris and, you know, for humanity and the cosmos. So I was sitting with that question, that intention in my heart, and I felt guided to go to the little closet in my room, and I have some storage in there, but I have it. There's a box where I have a lot of printouts from different courses, online courses I've taken with Almeen, or just different things that I've printed out over the years of walking this journey with our beloved. And so I was guided to go there and pull out this box, which I did, and I opened it up, and sitting on top was a few loose papers, which I really cannot remember where they came from. So if anybody out there knows where I got these, if they're handwritten notes by Almeen, which is why I don't think it was from an online course. I think it may have been from one of the retreats. But sitting on top, when I opened the box, there was a proclamation to remove ancient hierarchies. And there's two pages of the, and it's all in Almeen's writing. It's in the infinite language, and it's a full page of sigils with the infinite writing, and it's to remove ancient hierarchies. So let me just quickly read that. Nextrab livi brevek sasatvi eranash prihat ustaset livek suzatvi eraset garasag nensur iklet huraspi mistavek nen klut uvraspi. Sekve osteblit misak menevesh irestu hik lat brivades uras. Ples plahur setsatvi irek vesolvi brihadaspar. Nestarevek plisepek aresnat mishetvi nakstu ararat. Krihanat livadek estrek brihes anasvi kluvenas. Erstu brizetvi nasklevit harek unes brizetvi. Nasorek brihes usekvi krivilaves estamisek. Esta mikpe kruhanet prevespi akrasut sivet itret prehakvi ninaves shrihu anet prava. So that is, it's the equation in the infinite language, the sigils and the writing that I came across. So I read that for myself, and I read it offering it by proxy for humanity and the cosmos. And then with that, I had the sigil for the 144 tones of clarity, and then I had the cosmic template of infinite expression. Shavek Versatva Manunesh Ashan Tavi sovereignty to the one expressing as the many. So I'm like, okay, wow, this felt really powerful. And then underneath that, I had sigils for the purification of linear time. And for this, there was 4 pages of the Belvaspata sigils. And it was to clear linear time. Now, honestly, I don't remember where this information came from. It could be on the I Am Presence As I say, it could have been from the retreat, I'm not sure. But if anybody knows, please email me. I would really like to credit the sources for where these came from. But they're absolutely incredible. So, just to give you an example of some of the sigils, one of them is for the removal of influence through arrogance due to a sense of entitlement. The other is for the dissolving of old hierarchies and their cosmic influences and tyrannies. There's the dissolving of old unholy alliances of control and personal aggrandizement. But for the removal of governments designed to undermine, obscure, and disconnect life forms from source. So I sat and I, of course, called in the angels and I did all of these sigils to remove linear time. So, of course, I did it for myself because I didn't have anybody else here. I did it for myself and I offered it for the people of Paris, and then, of course, for all countries, for humanity, for the cosmos to shift this. And after I had completed all of these sigils, I felt completely different. I had completely, effortlessly shifted within my own being the deep negative emotions that had surfaced. And it felt really amazing. And I had such gratitude in my heart then because, you know, I had done the sigils for praise, love, and gratitude. And I really connected to how grateful I was to Almeen for this sacred information, for the opportunity to be able to work with these tools. I was so grateful to the infinite for just the perfection that was flowing through me, through my environment, through life. And I just kind of sat in that moment of feeling so much gratitude. And then I heard the angels want a voice. So I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And then I connected to the Belvastatar angels, really wanted, you know, to be out there. And they're just so amazing. So I felt really guided to start the Belvastatar show again. This time you may notice the format's a little different. We are only having a half hour show because, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, a half hour show is free. So we get to share this, these beautiful angels and their miracles and just continue walking this journey in magnificence and with everyone, with all of you. And I've had such positive feedback from listeners that it just felt right to start up again. So I'm thrilled to be able to do this and to have you join us. And we're absolutely incredibly grateful for your presence and any feedback, any comments, anything you want to share with the Belvastatar angels. We would love to hear from you. So we're going to, right now, you know, of course I was so excited. I talked with our beloved sister, Sandra Saradisi, and she was so excited because she was getting a similar message that the angels really wanted the radio show. And so Sandra is going to be co-hosting with me alternative weeks, just because her schedule is so busy. And but we just love and are passionate about Belfast and the angels and Amin and these sacred tools that we want to put out there and just share with everyone who's guided to listen. And I'm still working out my other co-host for the weeks that Sandra is not available, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot yet, but I'm hoping I will have a positive answer for the next show. And we'll keep it going. So if you would have anything that you would love to share, if you want to come on the radio, you know, you come on for 5 minutes, you can come on for half an hour. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share your miracles. We, you know, I know many of Almeen students out there are doing amazing work and with Belfast, and healings with the angels, and I know there's miracles, and you know, it's just a way to, what do we want to focus on? We're creating a new reality, we're resurrecting, you know, Earth is evolving, life is changing, in the moment life is changing. And if we as major light workers can, you know, just uplift and inspire each other, then, you know, we're doing wonderful things. So I am delighted, grateful, happy for the opportunity to be here and starting this wonderful new adventure. And hopefully you're enjoying it too, and we'll continue to grow and share the latest updates that we have and can, and working with the angels. I know this today on Saturday is the webinar starting now for the next few weeks with our beloved Russian family is starting the webinars for the 65 pillars, just really delving into the, you know, awakening the magic and incorruptible magical existence that we all can access. Because as we change, of course, all life is changing. And that includes the other magical kingdoms. So hopefully we have lots to share, lots to talk about. You know, when the angels will have their say and you will have your say. So maybe have a fun, joyous, miraculous journey ahead and see what the Belfast show is going to evolve into. If you would like to contact us, we have a new email, and it is maybe a little long, but it works. belfastworldradio@gmail.com. Pretty simple, easy to remember, and of course you can always find the up-to-date latest information on on Mean's website, www.spiritualjourneys.com, and it was wonderful to hear Almeen's voice recently talking about the 65 pillars and what that means. And I'm sure if any of you are familiar with the Elfin Quest or Divinity Quest cards, courses, they're amazing principles to incorporate into your daily life. What I read when we started was actually from the Elfin Quest cards, which was part of the Art of Happiness course. So as Almeen says, happiness is a choice. What choice do you make? And on that note, I am going to wrap it up here because I'm don't want to spend a whole half hour boring you. It'll be much more interesting, I promise, when we have our co-host joining us. It'll be much more fun. So let me just quickly read this because it's jumped at me. From the Poetry of Dreaming, The Labyrinth of the Moon. My breath is the autumn wind that blows the russet leaves. My soul, like the ocean, in unfathomed eternal motion seeds. New as the perpetual dawn, I am all, yet none of these. And the rune we have is Learning Opportunities. This rune indicates that a journey of discovery has begun. Hello. The learning will be a pleasant adventure, unless the rune is upside down, which it's not. So here we are embarking on a wonderful new journey of discovery, awakening, opening doors of opportunities, and just being fully aligned with our infinite source. So magical blessings in your week ahead. And I hope and would love if you join us for Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you can't, you know, it's the show is always available in the archives. You can go back and listen to if you have a free moment. And we look forward to this new adventure, new unfolding journey. Love, praise, gratitude, and trust. Have a magical, miraculous week.